Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Menoches Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings the pasuk ki chol seir v'chol dvash lo yisaktir mimenu. You're not allowed to bring seir, which is chometz, and dvash, which is honey, to the mizbeach. What is the reason that seir and dvash? Clearly, these are two items the Torah says don't bring to the mizbeach. So already the Mefarshim on Chumash, the Askeni Baal HaTosfos brings that part of every korban is melach. You have to bring salt on every korban. And seir and dvash are not mekabli melech. They're the opposite of salt. And this connects beautifully with the Baal HaTorim on the spot. Because Baal HaTorim says, the Yetzer Hara doimil seir, already mentioned that chometz is a reference to Yetzer Hara. He says also, honey, dvash, is motik l'odom, kedvash, like Yetzer Hara, which is very sweet. And that's why they don't belong to the Mizbeach. And connected this to the Askenim, we know that melech represents shiflus, anova. Salt puts things down. It's low. So the seir and dvash are the opposite of melach, the opposite of the tzuris ha'avoydet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Sefer told us Yaakov Yosef in Parshas Vayikra. He adds to it and he says that really you have a reference to two different yetzeharos. Seir, chometz, is the yetzehara of gaivo, of isparus. A person feels very good about himself, like the chometz, which is elevated. It makes the dough expand. And the dvash refers to another yitzhara, the yitzhara of a person looking for ta'anugim. Hamotok lechech is sweet. A person wants to just enjoy and indulge. So these two you should not bring to the mizbeach. That should not be part of avodas Hashem. But he says that's the emshach of the pasuk as well. The pasuk says, korban reishis tekriv oisam la'Hashem. That's the next words of the psukim over there. Meaning in the beginning of the avoido, matok shalei lishmo bo lishmo. A person could use the yitzahara in avodas Hashem in the beginning. Korban reishis. But la mizbeach, once you get to a higher level of avoido, then you don't bring these two yitzaharas. Matok shalei lishmo bo lishmo. You should get to lishmo eventually. And a similar vein is brought down in the name of the Kotzker Rebbe. That kol seir v'chol dvash means don't have avoda gasom chatzer. A person feels very big, very strong. He's a great person, and now also because dvash, when you get too close, you feel so too hamish, like he says, the avoda becomes very too sweet and enjoyable. These are two types of yitzhara: yitzhara of gaivo of azus and yitzhara of indulgence and joy. Both are osur and avoda Hashem. Taking this idea, we could take it one step forward and connect it to our Gemara. Because Agmor tells us that the Gabi Seir, it should never go in the Mizbeach and should never be eaten, except there's one exception, which is Shtei Alechem. The Gabi Dvash, you can't put it in the Mizbeach, but you can put it in the Shiyarim. The Koyanim can come and eat it with honey. Rav Tzadik HaKoyen in his Sefer Resisi Laila Yislam Dei, he comes to explain the pasuk that says, Ubo Oivdi Meretz Asher, Faridochi Meretz Mitzrayim. So he says, these are the two Yitzharos. There is the ones that are going after money, after azus, after, you know, they're using all the power to do bad things. They're running after Sror V'chove. That's what they're busy with. They're called Oivdim. They're completely out. They're completely lost. And that belongs to Asher, because Asher, which is Edoim, refers to that Koyach of Yitzharo, they're running after covered Sror and power. Then there is the Nidochim. Nidochim means they're not running after anything. They're just looking to enjoy life and to indulge. They have atzlos. They're lazy. They want to have a good time. That belongs to Eretz Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the place of Tanugim. So that's why the Oivdim belong to Eretz Asher, but the Nidochim belong to Eretz Mitzrayim. These are the two Yitzharos we mentioned. But says Rav Tzadok, who comes back first? Uba Oivdim Eretz Asher before the Nidochim Eretz Mitzrayim. Why is that so? So Rav Tzadok says a big Yisoid, that when a person has a drive to go and do bad, he's driving, he's driven, he's running after things, then you can transform that drive from bad to good. But when a person is lazy, he's just looking to indulge, to take that and to make him into Oived Hashem is a much more difficult task to do. So therefore, when Mashiach comes, the Oivdim Eretz Asher, the driven people, just driven to the wrong thing, they will be the ones that come back first before Anidochim Eretz Mitzrayim. So Himeli Yeshleimah like this by us. Chometz, that represents the Tzara of Gaivo, of being driven to bad. That there is a place where it could be transformed to Avodas Hashem. As we mentioned the first year in the Perek, that we come to Shavuos, then the whole world becomes Echol, becomes Toiv. Even the bad turns and transforms to be good. So that's why in Shavuos you could bring chometz. There is an aspect where chametz does belong to the mizbeach in a certain degree, in a reference to olam haba. But dvash, which represents the indulgent laziness, that never belongs to the mizbeach. That never belongs to the ikar avodah. But you do have it by the kohanim. When the kohanim eat, when after they did the avodah, when they want to come and have the tainug, the enjoyment or the pleasure of the korban. So there it says, l'moshcho l'gdula. Yes, there's a place for indulgence and hanah after the avodah. So that's what we do find dvash in the shiur menaches that the kohanim eat. This is all based on this kind of concept that the shiur dvash are a reference to these two types of the yetzer hara. Anyone who wants to join and sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.